Hi, Mama. It's Mother's Day coming up soon here in the US, and I'm already seeing the posts in my local Facebook group reminding mums to make their wishes known now so as not to be disappointed on the day. So if you want jewellery, let your partner know now exactly what it is you want. If you want flowers from the garden and handmade cards from your kids, then let them know today. If you want a whole day to yourself where no one asks you anything at all, let the entire family know right now so that it can be put on the calendar and sorted. So as a Brit living in the US who actually has two chances a year to celebrate Mother's Day because they fall on different dates in the US and the UK, and as a mum who has been disappointed a few times like most of us, I have mixed feelings about this advice. So that is what we're talking about today. Let's dive in. Hi Mama, and welcome to Stay at Full Motherhood. Do you want to be present with your kids and light yourself up pursuing your passion without adding more to your plate? Are you tired of waiting for one day when to finally have time for you? Are you sick of making decisions dictated by your to-do list and still struggling to get it all done? I'm Jo, mum of three and life coach for stay-at-home mums, and I spent 7 years telling myself everything else had to get done first before I could start the blog I'd always wanted. I believed there just wasn't enough time for me, and that even if there was, I'd struggle to have the energy and focus to do it anyway. Until I found a way to stop being busy doing all the things and instead prioritise getting what matters done. And now I'm sharing what I've learned with you. So take a deep breath in, remind yourself you're worth the effort, and breathe into your knowing that you are capable of everything you decide you want for yourself. Let's go. So it feels pretty awful when you have high hopes for Mother's Day and then you end up with no one even mentioning it on the day, standing in the kitchen, scrolling social media, where it seems like every other mum is posting about how loved and appreciated she feels as she smiles down at her beautifully dressed children, laden with arms full of carefully chosen gifts. I've had this experience a few times over the past 11 years, as my pilot husband never seems to get Mother's Day weekend off, so he's usually not here. And then the girls tell me that they left the cards they made at school. It's very easy to go to resentment when this happens and to tell yourself it's just wrong that you are so unappreciated, and it's wrong that no one wants to make the effort to acknowledge all the things you do for them and all the effort you make. But as we've talked about in previous episodes here, that resentment is actually your longing, and not just for something that someone else has that's never going to be yours, but for something that someone else has that you believe is actually easily within reach for you. You believe in your ability to create it. And that is the problem, because why have you not? So it's important when you notice that familiar feeling of resentment come up, that you take a moment to pause and ask yourself what it is you're actually longing for here. What is it that you believe you could actually create for yourself in your life as it is now? And why is it that you're not taking the steps to create it? Because this is not about the, at best, forgetful or, at worst, uncaring partner or the forgetful or ungrateful kids. This is about you. Whatever you are blaming your partner and kids for here, ask yourself what your part in that is. And what I mean by this is whatever it is you think they're doing to you in not celebrating Mother's Day the way you'd like, you are actually doing to yourself. And whatever it is you wish they'd do for you on that day, you are wondering if you could give this to yourself. Now, of course, this doesn't mean be happy that no one in your family gives you the Mother's Day you feel you deserve, but it does bring up the question of how satisfied you would really be if you informed all your family members of exactly what it is you want to be given on the day and exactly what you want the whole family to do to make it great, you might still be left feeling as empty as you would if you received nothing at all from anyone, because it is you that you need to be giving to right now. You need to be giving to yourself. Mother's Day is then, in this sense, an opportunity for you to see what it is that you are not handing to yourself in your life right now, and to see what it is that you feel you're missing. You want to really tap into your yearning here, rather than doing what we usually do as mums, which is to stuff all of our feelings down and tell ourselves that we have to get on with the next thing on our list and just get over it for the kids' sake. That is a surefire way to make sure that the resentment sticks with you, and it's a guarantee that you'll miss all the wisdom that's being offered to you in a situation like this. If you are blaming your partner for ignoring your requests, then ask yourself, where are you ignoring what you know your intuition is telling you that you want from life? And if you wish that your kids had shown you some love on the day, then ask yourself, where are you not showing yourself that love? When you do this, it's very normal for tears and sadness to come up, because when this awareness comes, you'll grieve the version of you who did show yourself that love in the past, who did listen to what you wanted, and who believed in your right to care about your most basic needs, as well as about your boldest dreams. Because you knew this version of you very intimately once, and we know this because we know that desire only exists in absence. You must have experienced this to be missing it at all, and to be longing for that now. And this is why I think we can be grateful for the particularly hard days, like Mother's Days, that don't go as planned or like we hoped for, because we become aware of things that have been sitting just below the surface, things that are not known to us consciously yet, but that have been running the show in our lives as stay-at-home mums. That bubbling resentment we're feeling is driving everything we do, or that longing becomes a shadow over all the good stuff, rather than a energy-giving force that we can now choose to use to create exactly what we want. Because we believe that we matter too. We want to be triggered by things like this so we can become aware of them and actually do something about it. And as an aside, this is why I personally believe that starting a business is something all stay-at-home mums should consider, because starting a business is basically a crash course in getting triggered. And it's an arena that you can't blame on motherhood for once, even if the reason you want to do it is because you want to have more money for the kids. And even if you're telling yourself the reason you can't be successful is that you have no time because of the kids. Because what you then see when you start a business, when you really go for it, is that the struggles and the frustrations and fears that you experience in your business were always going to come up for you, and that they're not there just because you became a mum. You see that your business is chaos just like your home, and your potential clients ignore you just like you think your partner does when he doesn't seem to be listening, and just like when success inexplicably evades you for a time, even when you think you're doing everything right, this just brings up everything for you. And once your brain sees all this, it has a much, much harder time convincing you that you feel the way you do, that you react the way you do, and that you don't create the opportunities in your life that you know you could just because you're a stay-at-home mum. You also gain clarity on the fact that you don't actually need to change something about your motherhood or about your partner or your kids, or how they do Mother's Day, or your friends, for example, or your business, or anything else, other than to just drop the stories in your head that say everyone else and everything outside of you should be different. And instead, to just be with the feelings in your body. This is where you can tap into you and your wisdom. And yes, it may be very uncomfortable at first to focus on your feelings, to stay with them in your body as they shift and move and vibrate. But it's no more uncomfortable and painful than spending another Mother's Day living in your head and all the stories that your brain offers you about how things will always be this way because of everyone else, and how you just have no choice but to accept that things will never change. This is not freedom, and this is not what you want. Okay, Mama, you've got this, and you have the ability to create whatever it is you want in your life at home. I really hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And if you're interested in signing up for my 12-week self-esteem coaching program so that you can do what you want to do alongside your motherhood, including enjoying Mother's Day, then please come sign up for a free discovery call at my website, which is joyfulmamacoaching.com. That's joyful with two L's .MAMA. Okay, it's time for me to go dance in the kitchen to this week's song, which is Ride by 21 Pilots. I hope you'll go play it and dance to it too. Till next Tuesday, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.